Do you belong here? Sitting next to me in the back of a Bell 212 helicopter, about to give your team the go on a jungle training exercise. What's your gut saying? Not for you? Turn the volume down? Or stay here and see how far you could go with leadership training unlike anywhere else. Go, go, go! Still listening? You belong here. Army, recruiting now. Search Army officer.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Gavin's here.
Hi.
Dr. Sunda Templeton's here.
Hi.
Looks like Harry's here.
Hello.
And Vinny's here.
Hello.
Thanks, Finn. Do you know what I like to see? You didn't stoop to it, neither did I, yeah? They're just silly. Okay, now you've heard it. Here's the competition, right?
I quite liked it, to be fair.
I liked it as well. You've heard Harry, Sunta and Gav all do their... Right. But answers at the end of the podcast, which one of the three of them, having heard that, who is this going... Which one of the three is that? Was that Sunta? Was it Gavin? Or is it Harry? Listen again. Answers after the podcast. Right, ladies and gentlemen. Talking of the gang, Dr. Sunda Templeton encountered some sauna bros this week. We tried to work out which festival would actually win in a fight. That was great, that was. Mm. And Dan O'Connell collected a big charity check. Sort of. Enjoy.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Interestingly, Gav, I went to Hereford.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
You went this morning, did you?
No, last night.
Oh, okay.
I last night.
What was it? You were like night. Was it a night navigation test?
Two instructors pulled out.
Right.
SAS. Right. Well, if you're in the, I shouldn't really talk about what I do for the regiment, but
sure.
I was taught to park by the SAS.
Oh yeah, it's a different kind of skill.
The SAS parking
emergency.
No, I'll tell you what I went to do. I went to do the Richard Hammond car.
Oh, yeah, his show.
Classic Car Workshop. Yeah, so remember he came in the studio.
Oh, your sticky buttons, yes.
Right.
Yes.
My sticky knobs.
Mm.
So I took the car down there to his setup. Uh-huh. But I went to go and stay with a friend of mine.
Right.
Who left London. He's moved to the middle. Ed, you know Ed.
Oh, yes.
You lot know Ed, but anyway. Gav does. Mm. And he's moved to the countryside near Bristol somewhere.
Yeah.
And so I've gone down there yesterday evening. And I've just got on these farm tracks and these roads that are one car wide. And
I'm
following it. And then the sat nav's dropped out.
Oh, no.
I don't know where I am. And I've now got no signal. And these roads are so narrow. And they're the ones with like a rind of mud up the middle.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
That looks like they've just left somewhere for a horse to gallop down the middle of a road.
Right, right. Yeah.
So that's fine. So I'm worried because obviously I'm taking my old Mazda down there.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty low profile car, so I can hear stuff, hit it. I'm thinking, I might not even get there. I just got that real.
Yeah.
That real, it's like with now, like it's raining.
Definitely. I've gone on holiday by mistake feeling. Yeah.
And I got the cottage. And it's a pretty similar setup.
Is
it? Yeah. It really was like I'd gone to Penrith. And so I've arrived there finally and. And it's really cold.
Right.
He's having a barbecue. Like, there's nothing. I'm like, it's 2 degrees.
Yeah, it's freezing. I mean, it's winter.
And I go, exactly. So stand around the barbecue. You sort of think, you never think of that anymore, do you?
No.
You think, put a barbecue outside when it's hot.
Yeah.
You never think outside cold. Actually, it was all right.
Yeah.
So I had delicious food.
Mm.
And then what Ed described as the best barbecue beer. It's a great. Barbecue beer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. So I had a few of those, so that was fine.
Sure.
It was an Alhambra, incidentally, in the green bottle, which is now my favourite barbecue beer. It's insane.
Okay.
I mean, it weighs in at like over 5. It's coming in at like 6.2 or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's in green bottles that just look like if the government hadn't scrapped the bottle deposit scheme, they'd be worth £1.
Yeah.
Because they're so heavy.
So serious.
And such a beautiful bottle and such an incredible beer. Anyway, so I've done that. But then they've turned the heating off ages ago.
Yeah.
As soon as the clocks went,
Sure.
It was just, I haven't been in a house where I've been cold. I was in a downstairs room and it was really quiet. You know, I'm quite.
Did it feel quite Victorian?
No, it was really quiet. They said, "We'll go and light a fire in your room." I'm thinking, Christ alive. And they have done. No,
it
but.
It sounds nice and rustic.
It does.
No, it was beautiful. It really was. I really got into it. I had the, weirdly, I had the best night's sleep because I must get woken in the night by all the sirens and, you know, along with South London.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
anyway, so I was, it was the first time for a long time I've slept below the covers.
Yes. Properly.
Beneath. Yeah, yeah. Twice Ed came in, check I was all right. He thought I was elsewhere. Or...
like Captain's.
He goes, John?
Are you all right in there?
I bed and had like a sort of really heavy layers of blankets.
Nice. And even, you wanted to stay
in
there.
Even an eiderdown.
Wow.
On top. I haven't seen an eiderdown for years. Right, yeah, really old school. Anyway, the point is this barbecue beer, I read in the papers today, yeah?
Yeah.
There's sour grapes in France because of the rise of what they're calling swimming pool rosé.
Oh.
Which is what?
Like, it's not from Provence. It's not proper rosé.
Oh, it's just for tourists.
It's other just because everyone drinks it around the pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's weird because I was just thinking it's the first barbecue beer and this is a swimming pool rosé. Right. 83936, please, if you can. I mean, I was sort of really going through these as to what you could have. I think, for instance, you can have a really good bus stop lager.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, or a really good minibus bitter.
Uh-huh.
You know, quite a cheap.
Pre-match lager.
A pre-match lager.
Or an après-ski vodka
yes,
or something.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but there's sort of things. I need a location on this.
Sure. Mm. Okay.
Swimming pool.
Yeah, yeah.
A good car park ale.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
This is the 4 till 7 thing on your glorious Radio X. Looking at some, you really. I mean, we just threw it out there.
Sure.
But my God, this one's taken hold of you.
Yeah.
Mm. On a Friday. I don't know. You're in feisty form. I don't know if you've got mid-month frustration, mid-month madness.
Yeah.
But get this. Latitude Festival goers have the means to hire their own private militia to fight war for them while they sip a.
Wow!
They do.
They sip a G&T and watch the carnage. This is festival on festival war. Which festivals would win? Incidentally, if you missed it, we had someone actually suggesting that if Reading and Leeds united in a pincer movement, they could take the Glastonbury, the so-called the tie-dye horde.
That's right. Yeah. Versus the Indy Alliance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The Indy. What?
Reading and Leeds.
You're really getting me now. You're really getting me fired up. The Blue Boar Beer Fest would have given HMP Parkhurst's Cider and Sausage Fest a bloody good run for their money. Back in the day, we were a tasty bunch.
Mm. Wow.
How about that?
Memories.
I don't know if that meant
memories of the toughest festivals.
Yeah, but he's up against HMP Parkhurst, which had like.
I know.
they only opened it up after they got rid of the death sentence in 1964. Gav, what do you got?
Let's see. I've got John. I'd love to see the Montreux Comedy Festival take on the Whitby Goth Weekender.
Wow.
Try getting a laugh out of that lot. Remember, goths are wild, says Russell in
Yeah, goths are always wild. Since what he's seen there.
Stuart in Stockport says, hey, Big Johnny, I reckon the big-eared boys on the farms of Why Not Festival would take Latitude, no question. However, you're forgetting, Stuart, that Latitude's also a farming community.
It and is, they've got their own missile systems.
Yeah,
they
really are. Hard to call again.
They've got bunkers and everything.
Which way the fighting will go there. Yeah. Happy Friday, gang. I'm listening while Sean's the pub for... Oh, sorry. Someone's just telling me about scampi fries.
Yeah.
There's no fighting in that one at all.
No.
Hang on a second. Hey, TJ. How about this? The Berkshire Young Farmers.
Yeah.
Newbury music event. Yes. He thinks they could take on anyone with the Wurzels playing in the background. The Young Farmers are well versed in blood and guts, and also suggest Mark in Wolverhampton an appallingly bad dress sense. Thank you very much. Someone says we're not considering the Oktoberfest. Please consider that.
Oh, yeah.
Also, a Victoria Festival actually had a castle.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Perfect.
Can't mess with that.
I like this as well. There's no name on it. It says, actually, now I think about it, Isle of Wight 67 versus Woodstock would have been a good tear-up.
Yes.
I reckon Hendrix and Leonard Skinner would have joined the fray.
They'd have joined
absolutely
the fray, definitely,
right.
No doubt.
Yeah.
The Brecon Jazz Festival and the Chelsea Flower Show mob.
Oh!
Christian reckons that's a tough one to call.
It is tough to call.
It certainly is.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, last up, how about this? This is... how about this? Henley Rewind South would have Rewind North.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it finished before 10. and we were back in time to get our Uber home before the traffic builds up.
Sure,
Nick in Windsor. Thanks for hosting. That's more like it.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Sons, I haven't been for a steam or sauna this week. I'm a fanatical schwitzer, as you know, love a Turkish. But you've become addicted to saunas, I gather.
I like a sauna now.
When did this start?
Well, I went to Champneys.
Yes.
During our week off, and I had a little bit of sauna there.
Yes.
Which was nice. That was fancy sauna.
They've got a range of heat there.
Is sauna the dry heat, is it?
Yeah, that's the wooden one. Yeah.
And it smells lovely because it's that warm wood smell.
Right.
And then I went to Brighton.
Wait a second. I haven't finished with that one yet. Did you plunge after? Do you always plunge?
Yes. It was the first time I'd ever plunged, taken the plunge.
Yeah. Well, I plunge about 3 times a week, and I like plunging because I think it's like with something vaguely broken, people go, have you tried turning it off and on again?
Mm.
And not in that voice, obviously. I don't live with anyone who says it. Johnny! But I always, that's what I think it does for everything in you. It's like turning it off. Like you get that brief moment as you plunge down to 4 degrees where, thing is, if you've got to take a shower first, that slightly ruins it.
Yes.
You've got to go,
because you don't get the drama of the change, right?
But if you're in a communal situation, you have to take a shower first.
Shower first, yeah. So I have the shower before I do all my heat first, then I take a shower, then I go very briefly into the sauna again just for a reheat.
Uh-huh.
Then before I've had a chance to sweat up, I go in again. In the manner of the Swede, not the Finn.
Oh, sure. Okay.
What do the Finns do?
The Finn go in at the end in my plunge pool at my health club that you're not allowed in. They've now barriered it off because you go in with a bomb.
Okay.
The Swede will go in down the stair and slightly dive in.
That's
in the manner of the Swede.
Okay. Uh-huh.
In the manner of the Finn.
So following a very fancy sauna, I then went to Brighton and I was introduced to Beachbox, which is right on the beach. So you do your sauna, and then you can jump in the sea.
Oh man, that's going to be cold.
That was really cold.
That'll be bracing.
Yeah.
That was very cold. But that was good.
It's the most sort of feel good you can get out of a gym without really doing anything.
Yeah.
You leave the gym and you just feel like, I mean, as you know, sure. I work out hard and all that. But I find that if I just do a plunge and that, you really walk out feeling like you've really done something. Sure. You've really kicked ass in there. Well, in fact, you've just been reading a paper and
you
took a very brief dip. Yeah, right.
And so this morning, I ventured to Hackney Wick Community Sauna.
Oh, dear.
Found one in London.
And
it was lovely. It was really good. However, I got there quite early and I had a little sauna box to myself.
Because you hear stories, don't you?
This is good. What kind of story?
I don't know. Sometimes about the hot room community.
Oh,
no, some of them can get a bit. They can get, you know, you can get a bit more than you bargain for.
This was kind of a pre-work Friday morning crowd.
Right, okay, fine.
Like 8 a.m. on a Friday vibe. Yeah. So these three guys come into the box. It's just me in there, and they couldn't have been more sauna bros if you'd written them for a film.
How?
They were amazing.
Like, what were they talking about?
They were talking about how they'd all just scored their Burning Man tickets.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they were talking about going on a 9-day darkness retreat.
Nice.
Where for 9 days, 24 hours a day, they don't see any light or speak to anyone.
Like and a pit pony.
And they were talking about flotation tank experiences
as well.
And they were real bros. Wow.
I freaked out. Bruisey.
Bruise.
Most people who I've said this before, but most people who bang on about Burning Man, you sort of wish that they would. And perhaps the guy talking.
Mm.
I don't know, people who go on about it. I still don't quite get it. And what's worse is last year when they had that disaster at Burning Man.
Because it was all that rain.
It was all rainy,
It was just how happy everyone was.
Well, they actually said, oh, it's amazing how we've all managed to get tickets. Like, it's never happens. And I was thinking, because no one wants to go back because it was a disaster last year.
Yeah.
Radio X.
I tell you what, we've created in this country a gull menace.
Yes, we have.
No other country's got the gull menace. We know in Italy, particularly crows are a big menace there. We've looked at other countries.
Sure.
But England really does have the top trump of gull menaces.
Of the gull menace,
Avian menace. To wit, a giant seagull, quote, this is in the Daily Star, a giant seagull, quote, as big as a dog.
What?
No. My point about that is that dogs
get very
really
little dogs, can't you?
Yes, right.
Yeah, you get tiny, get really little dogs.
You get,
dogs.
Yeah, you get like pocket dogs.
Teacup dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you get pocket teacup dogs.
Yeah.
Teapot dogs.
Yeah, tea something dog.
Yeah, but then you can also get a tea chest dog.
Yes.
And a plantation dog. Right. A tea ship.
That's not dog. So it's not a good enough description.
Yes, as big as a dog. I mean, if there was one. When I say as big as a dog, what dog are you instantly thinking?
A Tibetan Mastiff.
Oh, Gav, that is ridiculous.
But they're huge. They're like lions.
Yes, they are, but they're not. But if I say dog size to you,
golden
just
retriever.
Okay, I'm thinking a Jack Russell. What? Yeah, it can't be much bigger than that.
A Jack Russell with wings.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Jack Russell's probably nearer what they're saying.
Yeah.
Don't. You're playing with my dreams.
Yeah.
A flying Russell.
God. Oh, man.
Flying Jack.
Yeah.
God, it's awesome, isn't it? I think of that. Now, yeah. Anyway, a giant seagull.
Up there on the
as
leash.
As big as a dog. Is leading a squad of flying goons.
Goons.
Yes, that's what they're called.
They've got a squadron of these. The headline on the front page, was it Britain's hardest gull?
Britain's hardest psycho seagull. Do you know a tougher seagull? Our news desk can't wait to hear about it.
Wow.
Front page is tough. Do you know a tougher seagull?
No. You got the first ever president facing trial. You got war in the Middle East. You got Ukraine tearing it up. You got Britain getting involved. Britain in ruins. What's front page? Do you know a tough seagull? Call on
you. That's why we love you, the Daily Star.
And do I say? And rightly so. Yep.
Priority.
Because this is a menace people can actually relate to.
Yeah. I can see a TV series with Danny Dyer maybe going around the different seaside towns.
Punching seagulls.
Looking for Britain's hardest gull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you see that?
Why don't you think you're so hard?
Love it.
The jacked up Bugsy Siegel.
What?
Named after the US mobster. Is known in Liverpool as, quote, top level boss.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he the apex? Is he the cup or the Paddy Tootsie
Edric,
Seagull?
Paddy Edric says they're known as the XL Gullies gang. XL Gullies. He said, I've seen baked goods. Again, it's Greg's, isn't it, when they say baked goods?
It's baked
goods. I've seen baked goods swiped out of people's hands. These have moved on from being skilled scavengers. Now they are bullies. Local beer brewers, Dom Hopesmith dubbed the bird the top-level boss of the gang of gulls, another unnamed resident.
Because they don't exist.
Yeah.
Claims it is literally the size of my dog. Experts say the gulls are bulking up by gorging on discarded takeaways.
Yeah, they're going to get that.
Yeah. My second bit of gull news, just really quickly, is Gull Boy. They've been called the rats of the coast for stealing food. This is in the Times, very different tone.
Mm.
Waking people with their screeching and pecking at windows. Now, however, competition in Belgium aims to do away with the rowdy reputation of seagulls by making humans imitate their screams. So this was a European seagull screeching contest last weekend. And guess who won it? A British boy.
Really?
Yep.
He had the best gull call. Didn't
Cooper, well, actually, to make it more precise, an Englishman. An English boy.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Cooper Wallace from Chesterfield won the Junior League, scoring 92 out of 100, more than any of the other 56 hopefuls, including 46 adults. This kid wiped him out, yeah?
Wow.
Suck it up, Johnny Belgian.
We've had Hellboy. I think Gullboy should be a movie as well.
Your life will never be the same again, he was told by Claude Willett, organiser of the fourth competition. This was the first time the UK was represented at our European Championships. Cooper began doing gull impressions after an altercation when one tried to steal his ham sandwich while at the seaside. He said, I just wanted to make the noise. Remember, I got pecked by one. But I like seagulls. No, you don't. And lastly, where do seagulls come from? Eggs. Mm. Who is the egg man? It's been revealed by Malcolm McDowell.
Really?
The Clockwork Orange actor
has
revealed that the Eggman is, in fact, Eric Burdon from The Animals, who was round at John Lennon's flat.
Really?
He was really, really hungry. He went to the fridge. John said, help yourself, man.
Mm.
He went to the fridge. The only thing in the fridge was eggs.
Yeah.
And Eric was so cheesed off about not having anything apart from eggs.
Yeah.
He started chucking the eggs around the flat and everyone was laughing. And John said, hey, it's the Eggman.
Wow.
Which is what they call him, they referred to him as that. Is that don't, whenever he spoke to Malcolm Dowd, he said, don't bring that Eggman round.
Right.
So he was called the Eggman. There we go.
That's brilliant.
That's Seagull and Egg News. Which came first? Well, Seagull's
different. How exciting is it to play the British Heart Foundation's weekly flutter? Ka-ching. Exciting enough to get your heart racing. Just a little bit. Like texting a mate. The same time they text you. Huh. Like flipping pancakes with majestic grace. Or spotting that last parking space. Yes! With the added joy of knowing the money you donate helps to fund life-saving research. £1 to play, £1,000 to win every week. Search British Heart Foundation Weekly Lottery. See? It's a little bit exciting.
Gamble responsibly. Over 18s only. T's and C's apply. Please see our website for more details. British Heart Foundation is a registered charity.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Nirvana Lithium on Radio X. What a cracking St. George's Day tune.
Absolutely.
Now, you see, the English never had a hand in that.
I think the English invented lithium. I'm not 100% sure.
I think you could take, we can take some credit for Nirvana.
Sure.
Despite the fact they are heavily from Seattle. They were nothing until they came.
Oh, no, they had to play the Astoria in London first.
All I'm trying to say is St. George's Day is not widely celebrated because... What have the English ever done for us, you know?
Yeah,
and it's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Ireland is not obviously a home nation, but St. Patrick's Day, that's a big celebration. Some people on St. Patrick's Day, they're like, well, why is that going to celebrate? Because the Irish have done a lot for us. The English have done nothing. St. Andrew's Day is big.
Sure.
And bleak, because they have it in November.
Aye. Very apt.
Because they get the most traditional weather there.
Yeah.
The Welsh, it's a big day, St. David's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So what have the British ever done for us?
Okay, the English.
Ready? What have the English ever done for us? Someone say, and I'm just saying, apart from football, rugby, cricket, tennis, skiing, the language, English, Shakespeare, Spitfires, boxing, snooker, and Greggs. What are the English?
I think you peaked with Greggs.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I noticed, incidentally?
What?
When I flew home the other day from Seville, as you arrive now at Gatwick, the first thing you see is a mega Greggs.
Wow.
You're kidding.
No, it's enormous. And what's amazing is that people... If they've got a family waiting to greet them, and Greggs, you can see there's a tough choice. Do I hug them?
Yeah.
Or get myself a sausage roll? And,
Priorities.
Get myself... Sorry, I love you.
Yeah.
But there's a meal deal there.
Yeah. But the sausage rolls are warm.
But the lure of a four-packager. Yeah. After the muck we've had 10 days in Magaluf. Anyway... what have the English ever done for us? Invented concrete, says Joseph Aspardine, a good Leeds man. This is significant. And this is something the English have done for us. Mm. Created more worldwide Independence Day than any other nation.
And that's a fact.
And that is a fact. They haven't really done that for us, have they?
No.
Other people have done that for others. What have you seen there? So what have the English ever done for us since? Come on.
Sir Dan of Tintagel.
Tintagel, yes. Yeah.
Tintagel. Suggests the English, surely roundabouts...
Yeah, roundabouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's also added, and possibly swings.
I'm not sure about swings.
Swings and roundabouts. I don't know about that. Potholes. Billions of the pesky things. I bet the Romans, the Romans would have had, they'd have had some.
Potholes. No. The Romans, when they built a road, it stayed built.
Incidentally, do you know people, this myth about Roman roads, incidentally, before everyone starts going about roads.
Yeah.
For the Romans. Mm. Do you know why Roman roads are straight? It's not because it's the shortest distance between two points. It's because their carts couldn't turn. They were fixed axles.
They didn't have steering.
Right. You couldn't turn them.
Power steering.
You couldn't turn them around. They didn't have axles. They just had four solid wheels. You had to drag them. It's got nothing to do with they just went straight because that's how an army must go.
No, it was about wheel scuffing.
Simply technology.
That's amazing.
If they're English, they'd have made roads that...
Higgledy-piggledy,
that suited the countryside, but... had enormous barriers and banking, so while you're driving, you can't see any of it.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Same as in trains. So that cows don't have to look at trains.
Mad.
What else we got, Gav?
Dickie the Bricky says, obviously, the breakfast.
The breakfast, yeah.
Bob the Bricky, another Bricky, says the Harrison clock. You know, the naval measuring device.
Yes,
very accurate.
Yeah.
Yep. And obviously...
Is it latitude or... No, it's longitude.
And apparently, according to Ben, Shakespeare was so English, he was born and died on St. George's Day.
He was, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it's weird. the way the days go, because it goes Hitler, the Queen,
right,
St. George's Day, and then my mate Ed. You get that in a row.
Wow.
Big day, four big days.
Yeah. My dad's in there as well.
Is he?
22nd, yeah, yesterday.
Wow.
But the same as the Queen. Oh, man.
Amazing.
Okay, the British gave us the skill set to form an orderly queue, unlike other counterparts.
Very strong. Yes, very
and, of course, strong. Stiff upper lip, yeah?
Yes. Yep. Oh, okay. And down in Norwich, the fine art of tutting.
Oh, it's tutting? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Okay, anything else you've seen?
Licorice all sorts.
Cat's
okay,
eyes.
Okay, I'll put it on licorice all sorts. Okay.
Stephen Luton.
Yes, Percy whatever from Birmingham. Okay, cat's eyes. And that also is not Scottish, which 57 of the world's top 100 inventions are.
Is it? That's
yeah,
just
there's
so
lots
annoying.
Of things you're hoping
it?
Yeah. to take credit for, like steam engines and medicine, penicillin. No.
Stephen Luton thinks the only decent thing that the English have done for us is brown sauce.
Brown sauce.
It's not a bad
shout. That is strong, though.
It's not a bad shout.
That is not a bad shout. Okay, then apart from football, rugby, cricket, tennis, skiing, the English language, Shakespeare, Spitfires, boxing, snooker, breakfast, concrete, the Harrison clock, queues, stiff upper lip, tutting, licorice all sorts, cat's eyes, brown sauce, and Greg's. What have the English ever done for us?
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Right, do you want a bit of dinner party chit-chat?
Yeah.
Come on in. I've got some rather arty people coming in who are... I don't know, they're what I call, I mean, they're artistic, yeah?
Hmm.
But at a cost.
Is it Julian and Cassie?
Yes, the sparkling winos.
Ah, excellent.
Such a great nickname for a couple. The sparkling winos. Prosecco, please. Anyway, listen, guys. First up, you're introduced to, guests are coming in, you're getting out the fizz.
Uh-huh.
Champagne, it's almost too much of a statement, isn't it, to offer champagne these days rather than a nice sparkling bit, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's champagne. It's almost like, wonder who gave you that? As soon as you pour it, it's like...
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Re-drink.
But if you're really posh, you just call it wine.
We just call it wine.
Would you like some wine?
Or you go, is that champagne? You go, I don't know what it is. It's French. Oh, yes, it is.
Something
French. I've actually thought it was Cremant, but anyway.
Go on.
Record sales of Cava... should mean heady days for Spain's best-known sparkling wine.
Yeah.
There is a drought. There's a Cava drought, I'm afraid.
Oh, my God.
I love a bit of Cava.
It's delicious.
It's fantastic.
Especially with a bit of seafood.
Oh, don't get me excited.
Peri-peri prawns.
Oh,
with a bit of Cava.
Oh, peri-peri prawns and a bit of Cava. Take me home, Daddy. Anyway, Freixenet is I don't know how to pronounce it. What's it? Freixenet?
I've never known.
What is it?
I'd say Freixenet.
Freixenet.
Would
know what
you? Is it Frisian?
Is that cheap?
Okay, go on.
Yeah, Freixenet. Has requested a temporary layoff plan. It's going to affect 615 employees, almost 8% of its workforce. If you love that particular branch of cheap sparkling wine, yeah. I'm afraid it's going to be off this summer because they've really suffered. They've had a real drought. They've had bad conditions.
Yeah, oh, it's a grape issue, right?
Yeah, it's a grape
right.
issue, wow. yeah. The grape harvest in the Cava region has decreased 45% with a deficit of 60 million bottles last year. So what you do is you bring out a bottle of Cava, cheapest one you can get, and you go, huh, make the most of it, guys.
Yeah.
Track down any bottles of Freixenet you can get.
Yeah.
And really get that pouring. That's how you're welcoming your guests, yeah? You go, huh. And then perhaps someone will observe or prime a guest to say,
yeah.
Hey.
Where did you find
this? Anyway.
I know a guy.
Next up, main course. The Mona Monas have forced the Louvre to give up its top attraction, a room of her own. So now, when you go to the Louvre, the Mona Lisa's got a room of her own.
So you can't see anything else in there. You just got a queue. It's a bottleneck, that room. That's the problem.
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I like the fact you see it from a distance. And then you start going and it gets closer and closer and it's still small. And it's just got...
It's so little, isn't
it? It's got crazy charisma around it. And then you realise that what it's all about when you get up there. You realise it's because it's... It's all that time he's invested in something fleeting in a moment. And that's what makes it so special. Most paintings look posed, but that one looks like it must have been a photograph. He's captured something in a literally a fraction of a second.
Yeah, yeah.
So hard to do if literally it's one of three paintings he lugged around with him all his life.
That is amazing.
So he knew it was
touches
good.
To finishing
he knew.
It. No, it was just, he just, he just never finished it.
Mm. Yeah, there's quite a few versions under it, aren't there?
Well, there's a couple, girls. Yeah, one in Italy, they claim, but that's...
No, I mean on that painting, underneath it. He tried a few times.
Yeah. I don't know how much... Anyway, so, main course, we're talking about the Mona Lisa. We're talking about how most of the Louvre, if you go around, it's sort of... They're grandmasters and they're great as well, but they're kind of dull. They're sort of flat.
Okay.
They don't fill you with anything. There's... Occasionally, you'll come across an icon... Like the sculpture of the hermaphrodite lying down, or the Venus de Milo. But you won't get anything like you get off that. It's just, it gets a room of its own. The only disappointment there is that while you are queuing, it's nice to see other bits.
Because you're
sort of thinking while you're in the queue, maybe that should be where the gift shop is.
Maybe they'll just do a Mona ticket.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
You can just go and look at the rest of it if you're interested, or you go and see Mona.
They've got some great stuff in there. And what amazed you about the Louvre anyway, it's just the building itself. That used to be their palace.
Stunning.
That
was
their
palace. It's amazing.
Then it went to Versailles because Paris stank. Still does. do go and enjoy. Do have your main course discussion, your memories of Mona.
Mm.
Have you seen it? Moan about it? Mm. Cheer about it? But get everyone's opinion on it. It always starts a debate.
Sure.
Here's your last course. Gav, did you play chess?
I've tried it before, yes.
Right, so we talk about chess.
Uh-huh.
How as a child you might have played chess, who round the table. As I say, we've got the sparkling winos in. Mm. They're willing to talk about chess.
Mm-hmm.
But amazingly, a record set 40 years ago by the Russian chess player Garry Kasparov, famously beaten by Big Blue 2.
The
computer in Chicago. Sorry, in New York, has been broken by a 17-year-old prodigy from India. He's become the youngest winner of the renowned Candidates Tournament.
Wow!
Gorkesh's victory earns him the right to take on the world champion, Ding Liren of China, and the opportunity to become the youngest holder of the title. It's one of these things. 17 years old.
That's 17. Mad, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you know what? This is the discussion. You've either got it or you haven't.
It's true.
No, but what did any of your guests show a bit of promise at? There's only music, maths and chess that you can be a prodigy at.
Right.
You can actually have prodigious talent. Nothing
else.
Nothing else at all.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now they're saying computer programming could be like the fourth mark of prodigiousness, but it sort of falls in with a bit of maths and a bit of chess as well. I don't know. But anyway, you might have known that kid at school who was phenomenal at maths or went to Cambridge when they were 12. Mm. But if you want to talk about remarkably talented people you've known along the way, that's always a great discussion.
X. Shard Lake, a brand new original series on Disney Plus.
I have a most important task for you. A murderer is to be found.
Based on the best-selling book series.
The motive is established. The culprit will follow.
Starring Arthur Hughes, Anthony Boyle, and Sean Bean.
The house must fall. I will discover the truth.
Shard Lake, a new original series, streaming May 1st, exclusively on Disney Plus. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Good neighbours home. They are on with Dan O'Connell on the evening show tonight. They're something we can't take credit for, and I'm proud.
No.
Neighbours.
Mm.
Although I don't think it would have reached, like Nirvana, it needed England, which is why they all lived over here.
And they all ended up on other soaps based here.
Yeah, right.
They all did. Holby and Casualty.
Yeah, exactly,
and,
right, Gavin. So we're going to take credit for... No, we're not going to take any credit for Neighbours.
Mm. Tony Hatch was involved with that.
He did the theme, exactly right, Gav. 83936. What are the English ever? Oh, tune.
Oh, come on!
Do you know something? One of my happiest ever memories is to Flowers. One of my happiest memories ever in this crazy.
What was the memory?
The memory is when this Sweet Female Attitude had this tune. I was doing the Big Breakfast, and it was raining, and I was doing a link outside in the garden.
Yeah.
And they bought me flowers.
Oh. No.
Yeah. Oh. In the pouring rain.
You are. Oh.
I'm not joking.
Stop.
And they were two really sweet girls. And they were like, no, we're not leaving home. And I was like, why not? Are you not going to? This is a huge hit. They're going, because it's going to be a one-hit wonder, isn't it? Oh. They're from Birmingham. They're from Manchester. They're like, they're just saying, because it's a one-hit wonder, there's no point. We'd rather save our money.
Wow.
And they were really sweet. And they loved the show. and they bought me flowers in the pouring rain.
Wow. That's actually a real tearjerker.
No. So there we go. There's something. Yeah. That's what the English have done to us. Sweet female attitude. Yes.
UK Garage.
UK Garage. Yes. UK Garage. Hold tight. 83936. What have the English ever done for us? The internet and hovercraft. All right, apart from the internet.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Apart from the internet, email. What have they done? Nothing that's really changed the world.
Not really.
Car. Roast dinners, I suppose.
Yeah, might as well put that.
Okay, but apart from football, rugby, cricket, tennis, skiing, Shakespeare, Spitfires, boxing, snooker, breakfast, concrete, the Harrison clock, cues, stiff upper lip, tutting, licorice all sorts, cat's eyes, brown sauce, parliamentary democracy, UK garage, the internet, email, roast dinners, and Greg's.
Radar.
Oh, here we go.
And obviously, the Corby Trouser Press.
The Corby Trouser Press, okay, fair enough. Are you sure it's not in England? Are you sure it's not America?
I'll check.
Okay, do check. That wasn't invented by. Oh, pies. Yeah. We invented pies.
Teddy Boys.
Teddy Boys, thank
you. That's just come in.
It
was our version, though, wasn't it? Teddy Boys.
Punks as well, I suppose.
Punks and mods.
Punks and mods, yeah, all right, okay. Mm. And actually, skinheads.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So the new wave of British heavy metal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Motorhead, yeah. Judas Priest.
There's an irony with skinheads in that they've become a symbol for the right again.
Yeah.
And yet, the reason people had skinheads was to look like Jamaican youth.
They
enjoyed ska music because Jamaicans all had the clippers on their hair.
With the sideburns. Yeah.
So it makes me really laugh when you see all these people like American people who completely lost the point and like sort of skinheads like that. Say, do you realise that was a celebration of two-tone, of mixed race? Don't understand it, do you?
Crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing. What have the English ever done for us?
Radio X.
There's a smell of sort of air freshener and minicab in the air. It tells me Dan O'Connell's just pulled up. You right, Dan?
You still driving the cab?
You still driving?
You can smell the coffee, couldn't you?
No, I can't. I can just smell like...
That was very expensive.
Like magic tree... Rose, or no, fruits of the forest. How are you? You're right.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So you've pulled in. You didn't tell when you were doing the London Marathon, did you?
Well, you know, I don't like to boast about stuff like that, but I'll knock out. You know,
and I love the fact we've been talking.
That's just a Sunday run for you, isn't it?
But I like the fact we've been talking about it all this time with Richie Wilford and hyping it.
Yeah.
Meantime, on the quiet, Dan's raised 15 grand.
Wow!
And just done it without saying anything, just through his own contacts and connections.
Unbelievable!
Clap him in, guys. Thanks, Danny O'Connell.
Thank you.
He knows a lot of guys in the city.
Went round in 4:05.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dan, what's on your show tonight?
Well, it's Monday, so we've got Live Music Monday. Okay.
Cool. Who have you got live?
I'm going to give you a clue.
Go on.
Their debut album was called Silent Alarm.
Ooh. Oh, hello. Oh.
A cheeky little number. He doesn't know. He just shakes that.
No, tell them, though.
Well, I'm not going to tell them. That's
okay,
the tease.
No, all right, okay, fair enough.
I went to the Johnny Vaughan School of Radio, okay? And the first lesson you always learn is ABT.
ABT. Never unwrap the present.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do it. Oh, it's really disappointing. So I started just handing these out at Christmas going, it's some socks. It's not, don't bother, it's a game. It's a scarf. It's from your aunt, and it's a scarf.
Did you know that your little lesson, ABT, has now been adopted by radio leaders worldwide?
Of course it has. Has it?
Of course it has, yeah.
In fact, you were quoted by the man who owns this company very recently.
Was I?
Yeah. It's down.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
So I've got some kind of
brand new record of the week coming up as
well. Did they mention money? I always say it with cash. There's nothing says thank you.
No, than a large
gift,
sum of money.
Than a check. hey, do you know what I'd love to one day receive? And Dan's taken part in loads of these. I saw him on,
yeah,
so I know about it on Sunday.
Yeah.
What's it like to, what do you do with those big checks you get given for, you like, for when you do fun runs and charities?
Yeah.
What do you, is that there's a real check as well? You can't.
Yeah, you can't take the big one to the bank.
No, I knew that from, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
when you tried.
Yes.
Yeah. But
you left one hanging around.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Oh, is that Britpop? Ooh, okay, they're not. That's another thing. Write that down, Gav. Britpop.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sorry, what we're asking you is, what has the English ever done for us? We don't really celebrate St. George's Day because there's not a lot to celebrate. I mean, what have the English ever done for us? Yeah?
Yeah.
I've got a few listed here, but you're adding to that list. Gav, what are you seeing?
Simon from Thames Ditton says, the English invented rugby, eh? And as a South African, I'd like to thank them because we now dominate, eh?
Yeah. That's Simon from Thames Ditton.
Yeah. Showing you how it's done, eh?
Yeah, yeah. See, Simon, I'll see you just now. I'll see you now, now. What have you seen there, Suntz?
Simo says, quite simply, the roast dinner and beer.
Yeah, roast dinner.
Strong.
Not a bribe, but in an oven inside, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your vibe today, Gav? Okay, hang on a second. Let's move on.
Go on.
Darren says, rich tea biscuits. I better write that down.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Okay, very strong, yeah.
Flem in Hucknall believes that England invented the fist.
I'm not going to count that. Okay, I'll put the fist in. It probably was.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
Actually,
the first fist ever clenched, I'm sure, was an Englishman.
I would think the Welsh would argue that.
Or even maybe the Scots.
Someone else has said Ronnie Pickering.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Parking tickets has come in.
Yep.
Traffic lights. Again, nothing to thank the English for.
Oh, no.
Top hats, bowler hats, flat caps. Raglan sleeves have come in, which was stunned about.
Stunned.
The Windsor knot. The bicycle. Special Forces, of course, the SAS started.
Absolutely,
with, David Sterling
in
Africa. Rich tea biscuits. Oh, we've got rich tea biscuits in the fist. Go on, what else is the English ever? What are the English
ever? Catherine in Boston says, the English invented plasticine. We're known for Morph and Wallace and Gromit and also cracking cheese.
Okay, plasticine. Cheddar. I'll just put cheddar.
Yeah. Cheddar.
I'll put cheddar and everyone will know. I'll allow Wensleydale.
Sure.
And Stilton, because it is the greatest blue cheese. Sorry, Denmark. What have you got there, Gav?
Sally in Rushton is obviously offering blue tack. What would we do without blue tack?
What would we do without blue tack?
And no name on this one. Swings and roundabouts. Okay, they didn't make it, but you've got to put custard in there.
Okay.
A la creme anglaise.
I've run out of paper. What have the English ever done for us?
Another great list here. Spinning Jenny, the toothbrush, fingerprint classification, the bouncing bomb, DNA profiling.
Yeah, okay,
wow.
Okay, yes.
My God.
How handy has the bouncing bomb been since that night?
I don't know. Have you ever fanged a stone across a river?
Yes, but the English didn't invent skimming.
We don't know.
No, we just looked at the people who looked at it and thought, that sounds like a very good idea for taking down.
Fascinating.
There's a good one here from Guy in Malden who says, Tough John and the gang, maybe the Industrial Revolution might have been a little something.
What, that little old thing?
All right, the Industrial Revolution, and I suppose they'll want the Agricultural Revolution as well.
Yeah, throw that in as well. Yeah,
all right, but they're minor things, minor developments.
The sandwich.
Okay,
fizzy pop and top hats, according to Louise in
sandwich.
Suffolk.
Okay, wait a second. They didn't invent. We didn't come with. We weren't the. Actually, Mr. Shreps was the first person. Ben, he lived in London because I've been to the place.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah, I did that in Mud Men. They were the first people to carbonate drinks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There you go.
So fizzy drinks are going in there with that. Okay, wait a second.
Okay.
What was that one with the spinning Jenny?
Oh, lots of that.
What have the English ever done? One word, gravity.
Yeah.
Very good point.
No, we didn't invent gravity. We discovered, Newton worked it out, all right? We can't take credit for gravity. Oh, I suppose gravity.
Go on, have gravity.
Radio X.
Martin in the Radio X office has had a broken hot tap for over 8 years, which inspired our feature.
Pirate Radio. Radio X. Hold tight. Martin's hot tap. Tin's hot tap, been broken for so long. But what, haven't you fixed that? What was wrong? Boom selector, hold tight.
Oh, wow. Indeed. That was the UK Garage version of the Martin Hot Tap theme, originally recorded in 2019. If you'd like to have a go, you can WhatsApp me through Global Player. WhatsApp me with it through Global Player. Remember, don't ever be someone who's had a crack at music, hasn't been particularly successful, and never had a record on national radio or one of your tunes. You can change the narrative. Do it today. Record a Martin's Hot Tap theme. You know the lyrics. Very simple. Martin's Hot Tap, been broken for so long, but he can't be asked to get it done.
He needs a brand new one. You missed the he needs a brand new one.
Yeah, that's how simple it is, you see.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Martin's Hot Tap, he needs a brand new one, but he can't be asked to get
it done.
Something like that.
Martin's Hot Tap, and there's a second verse.
Been broken for so long.
Been broken for so long. But what haven't you fixed that went wrong? There exactly, we go. It's yeah, as easy
yeah,
as that.
Yeah.
It just needs you and a mate and you'll sure, get it together.
Yeah.
But don't let that be a narrative of failure, that story, yeah? Let's change the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like I'm littering it with modern, vaguely modern things?
Yeah, yeah. It was a motivational.
No, it was vaguely, vaguely modern, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Vaguely.
It was very vague.
Richard Vaguely. Anyway, as the song says, we're after all those things you can't be arsed to fix. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, but also your ingenuity. Hashtag MHT, hashtag CBA. Turn to love. What have you got?
Johnny Love.
Yeah.
This is from Dan in Kent, who says, the previous owner of our house painted the floorboards in our bedroom white. A sin of majestic proportions anyway, but in his laziness, he didn't prep the floor. And there are 3 5p coins sealed to the floor by
the
paint.
Oh, it's genius.
Which is a horrendous.
That's so lazy.
Really.
We
steal.
Have since put laminate over as a quick fix, and the laminate has now developed visible bumps, and you can feel them underfoot. It's been like that for about 18 months, and the laminate is tongue and groove, so probably would take 10 minutes to sort, but I can't be bothered.
Can't be asked. Nice, nice, nice. Do you know what that sounds like from start to finish? Is the sort of person you were drawn to that house because you probably thought, hey, we can't be asked either.
Right.
I feel really at home here.
This is our kind of place.
No, I don't know why. There's I just no feel at home. I just like the fact no one's really made the effort.
Yeah.
That means we can really do it up and
yeah,
make some money, and you don't because you just, go on, Gav, what you got?
Mark in Winsford says, our dishwasher leaks from the front. It
okay,
needs a
dishwashers,
new,
dishwashers.
It needs a new door seal.
Yeah.
I just place a crisp towel underneath whenever I use it.
Yeah.
So he just lets it leak
yeah,
and soaks up
I
the
mean,
water.
I mean, it works.
Yeah. It does work.
It works.
Okay.
So
okay.
As long as you wring out the
okay,
towel.
You've got to look.
And,
you look at the expense.
Mm.
Towel, yeah, nothing. You've got yeah, it already.
You got it already.
Getting it and getting it mended.
Yeah, but you've got to put the towel through the mangle. There's a bit of manual labour there.
No, there's mangle? Just put a mangle.
Yeah, everyone uses mangles, don't they?
Oh,
to get rid of the water.
Medieval times.
Gavin Love. I don't think they do.
Gavin.
Okay, this is from Paul in Oxfordshire. I got a puncture on Christmas Eve. Space saver tyre still on. That has now got a slow puncture.
As, oh.
As does another tyre. So I bought a cigarette lighter powered cheap compressor to top them up.
Yeah.
Takes 10 minutes per tyre per tyre. I can't be asked to get them changed, that's it.
He's still going with,
he's still
with
changed.
A pump. That's
he's
so
he's
funny.
Got his Space Saver tyre and he's got
so
another
funny,
one every night and he's now got a slow puncture on the Space Saver.
Yeah.
Just puts one of those little cheap compressors on every night just
wow,
to keep it going. Sounds to me like you found a perfect solution and one that is, and also one that's not too unkind on the pocket.
It's got legs
what
on it.
What'd be great
as well,
is if, who's that, I nearly swore really badly then. I nearly dropped like the worst swear word
oh,
you could possibly
wow,
say. Yeah, I nearly did.
Wow.
I suddenly felt with you
yeah,
as casual as I am, say, with my mum.
Sure. Right,
and,
sure.
Or dad, who's that guy
yeah,
who offers that financial advice?
Oh, Martin Lewis?
Yes.
Right.
Imagine if he was giving out tips like that. He goes, what do you want to do if you can't afford to buy get yourself a cheap compressor?
We need to make our own version of Witch magazine, just
yes,
with these tips in
maybe,
it.
Yeah. Maybe a dog who's frugal.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Years ago, I was on this... I was doing a sports radio phone-in.
Yeah.
And for a prize, you had to say... what the most destructive anyone's ever got round the house while watching football. And this bloke...
I just remember.
This bloke's called up, he goes, all right, Johnny, no, I was watching football, I was watching Bolton, and they were playing, and he was talking, I can't remember who they're playing, he said, and they're playing, and I was watching my brother does get, he gets very emotional, and... Bolton. I can't really do the accent. He didn't. He just had it. He wasn't particularly a Bolton. He's a Bolton fan. Anyway,
yeah.
I said, just apologise for my accent. In fact, he had a strong Bolton accent. Anyway,
go on.
So he goes, we're watching a game and my brother's just gone mad. And he's thrown, when they score the late winner, he's thrown the TV remote control through the screen.
What?
He smashed the telly. And then he's by saying, you useless bastards. He's then followed it up, we a can, into the screen. And he's finished it off, there's a can in the remote control, and whole thing's fizzing. And he says, the thing is, he says, we've been at the game. It was a repeat. Which is, yeah, we were at that game. Yeah, right.
Amazing.
X. Play Set for Life and you could... £10,000 every month for 30 years. Set for life. Play now on the National Lottery app. Terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over. Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan. The word for gloves in German is Handschuhe. And the word for oven gloves in Dutch is Ovenhandschoenen. Is that very confusing or really simple? It's time to play What Does It All Mean?
What does it all mean?
What does it all mean, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for some linguistic fun. I've got some literal translations of words here. Mm-hmm. I just need you to tell me what does it all mean in English. Okay. Get a bit careful with that, Harry. You know, just a bit careful. You slightly over. I mean, I know you like it and stuff, but. Yeah, all right, just back off a little bit with it, Harry. I'm just saying, it's a nice thing. We've actually put a jingle together for something. Well, Della Soul have, but let's not show off too much. Okay, thanks. For example, the Irish phrase...
Styrobule.
Are we writing these down? We're guessing, are we?
No, this is an example, Gav.
Oh, okay, go on.
As soon as the competition, you're...
No, I'm ready.
No, but literally, the humour drains
from
both
here.
Of you, especially as it's language. Yep. The humour literally drains your
face. I want to know. I want to know the score.
That's why you look like you're going to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you do, Gav. You completely change from mild-mannered Gavin Woods into just a sort of linguistic psychopath. Yes. Well, that's not funny, John. Because that's what I am. So, the Irish phrase...
Styrobule.
Literally translates as living stairs, which we found out last week when meant...
Escalator, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Gav, that's escalator. Not a question. Why did you fire in
I haven't written that down. Was
no,
that
no,
a point?
No,
do I get
not
a point
that? For Christ, Gavin!
What?
Okay, Gav, Sunta, would you... Okay, write your answers down, all right?
Okay, go on.
I will give you three questions. Join in at home as well. It's a great thing to do around the tea time table with Mum. Or Dad. Or the stay-at-home partner. Here we go. Or nanny, if you're royal. Okay, the German word...
Tortendiagramm.
Literally translates as... cake diagram.
What does it all mean?
Okay, question two. The Vietnamese phrase...
Ông vò vẽ.
Translates as honest bee.
What does it all mean?
What does it all mean? Thank you, Harry.
Honest bee.
It's weird, actually, because Ong Vo Ve actually sounds like Ong Vo, honest, V, B. Although it's probably not even in that order. Probably the word that means bee is probably Ong. But anyway, Ong Vo Ve.
What does it all mean?
Yes, Harry, what does it all mean? The Welsh... the Welsh word...
Cliniader.
Cliniader.
Mm.
Cliniader.
Yes. Approximately translates as knee computer. That's a bit easy, that one.
Yeah.
But what does it all mean?
Okay.
What does it all mean?
Cliniader.
Yeah, Cliniader, what does it all mean?
Harry's loving this.
He really is. Yes, Harry, thank you. You ready? The first one was the German word...
Tortendiagramm.
Cake diagram. Mm-hmm. What does it all mean?
Pie chart.
Pie chart.
It is a pie chart. Well done, guys. Okay. The Vietnamese phrase... Okay, these gaps... Okay, sorry. But the gaps... I don't know if you're doing it deliberately, just messing with my timing, but you're messing with my timing. It literally translates as honest bee.
Hmm.
What does it all mean?
I don't know.
I just guessed bumblebee.
I put butterfly.
It's a wasp.
I put wasp first then change.
Well, hold on a minute. Wasps are liars.
No way they're more honest than bees. Like I question that.
Yeah, they really are.
Okay, last up.
Oh, that's annoying.
The Welsh word...
Cliniader.
Translates as knee computer.
Laptop.
Calculator.
The laptop. Sunta takes it 2-1. Yes! Sunta, there's no need for victory.
Right, you don't have to punch me on the arm, Sunta.
Literally, He loses and gets a dead arm. What does it all mean?
Are we keeping note? Because that's 2 weeks in a row I've beaten him.
We're not keeping note. No, we're not. We've forgotten everything.
It's mainly fun for the listener.
Sure.
Radio X.
It's time for me too. Strabian!
Ooh. What?
Diamond.
Strabian.
Straban. A tail leg Straban. Hoo-yah! Stop apologising today for the things you've never done now. Time is short. Life is cruel. And it's up to us to change. And a tail leg Straban.
Good grief.
Wow. Yeah. What a great version that would
was,
be. Paisley
was,
sings the
that
jam.
Was Billy Weller. And County Tyrone. See it is. Right, if you live in Straban and would like to be our pet town... Sorry if I was making light of things that were from a bygone era of troubles. I apologise if I've upset anyone. But if you did laugh, as I know the people of Nurnerland have had to do, then thank you. If you live in Straban, you'd like to be our pet town correspondent, text the show on 83936 or send us a WhatsApp through Global Player. It's now time for radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge. Oysa Patankas. See what it is.
Red enough.
Right enough. The score is at the moment. Let's have a look. We got Gubbin. He's on 5.
That's right, yeah.
You're on 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Sunta, she's on... Yep.
She is. Ooh. She's 3 ahead.
Yes. You're on... Yep.
Eight.
Yeah. Which actually sounds like when the Pac-Man used to eat the thing, he used to go... Oop, oop, oop. But that... Yep. Yep. Anyway, Quizmaster Vin's note.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
All the answers this week are definite... are definitely false.
Right.
Okay.
But you can't believe that.
No, you don't know. We don't know. Quizmaster Vin
says... he messes with our minds once again.
Quizmaster Vin and Jack Master Harry...
Jack Master Harry.
Quizmaster Vin, Jack Master Harry! Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Gav, what's your buzzer?
I'm going with the sound of a cocktail shaker. It also sounds like horses walking through a cobbled yard, doesn't it?
Or like a clockwork sort of sex aid. Good name for a band.
That's very odd, isn't it?
Yeah. And bad-tempered, captious, caviling, complaining, cross, crybaby, displeased, fault-finding, fretful, grouchy, grumbling, huffy, ill-humoured, mean, peevish, pouting... querulous, snappish, sour, sulky, touchy, ungracious, uptight, waspish, and whining.
Hello.
Hi, Sunt.
Hi, Sunt.
What's your buzzer, please, baby?
I got this.
Is that Harold Styles?
Oh, look who now knows all about him.
Well, I was looking at your screen.
Wait a second. Wait, stop it. Because this whole thing's going to be off if we find out that you're quite a Styles fan.
I love Harry Styles.
Were you a One Directioner? Were you a Directioner?
I'm not saying.
We don't. No, what's going on here,
I'm
Kev?
Not saying.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I'm joking.
Tomorrow, another 20 questions for him tomorrow. Yeah? we're gonna get to the bottom of this.
I really, really
there's no
press
way he, there's
the
no
questions.
Way he can bluff. I'm going to bring him. And he's going to be.
And
really,
is it true, Mr. Woods?
And then this is going to be really easy. Stop it! Stop it! It's like a weird fairground ride.
It really is.
It is, though. No, don't stop it. Fucking I'm going to get eaten by something. Big and clockwork.
It's funny, it's
you must wait for me finish for answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. Someone's just recommending we say You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. You're no. Stop it.
I'm not doing anything.
Well, your hand was on the mouse, and I know you're the only computer that's loaded with that sound, so it would point to you.
She's gaslighting us.
She was gaslighting us.
Actually...
Oh, no, hang on a second.
Actually,
whoa.
She's not touching her computer. And it's kicking off again.
It's just playing of its own accord.
Oh, Christ.
This is going to be...
that's a bit
she's
weird.
A loose
sorry,
cannon.
Some direction. Right, here we go. Let's play the Pet Town quiz. True or false, the Sunday Carvery at Parkland 33, the restaurant at Strabane Golf Course, runs from 12 until 4:45. Gav.
False.
It's true.
Ah, Vin!
Quizmaster Vin's note. Once again, all the answers this week are definitely false.
That sounded so true.
Bear that in mind. True or false? 2005 Channel 4 programme, The Best and Worstest Places to Live in the UK, named Strabane as the 8th worst place to live in the United Kingdom. Sons.
True.
Yeah. It's true. True or false? Remember that Quizmaster Vin has said all the answers this week are false,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't defy him. Play along. True or false? Today's 4 p.m. free children's fitness class at Lesnaven Community Centre was fully baked. Gav.
True.
It is true, yes. True or false? Every Thursday, Strabane Library runs puzzle-solving activities under the name...
Sorry!
Just to Gav,
went
then.
Early.
Under the name Cryptic Corner.
True.
It is true, yeah. True or false? Actor and star of The O.C. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
We're in one all.
Moment, Gav is on 5. Sunta is on... Yeah.
That's overall. That's not the current game
score. That's overall. No,
I think we're at one all.
It doesn't matter. You're just drawing. It doesn't matter. What matters is that everything has gone before. This is pointless.
Oh, my God.
And actually, if you get this right, Gav, we are edging towards an entirely pointless year.
It's a dream of mine.
It's a dream. Okay. True or false? Actor and star of The O.C., Misha Barton, briefly went to secondary school in Strabane. Santa.
True.
It's false.
Oh!
Of course she didn't.
8-6.
It's Misha Barton.
She has popped up in some weird places.
No, but she's not from
there. But not Strabane.
She's not. I think you'd notice if she was from there then.
But briefly Misha could be like a couple of months.
No one's briefly from Northern Ireland.
No one goes there from Northern Ireland.
Her dar briefly got a great job there.
X.
Hey London, ICVX here. We know you like a lovable show. So, have you heard about Brockmire? A comedy about a sports announcer's comeback after an on-air meltdown. The internet is totally into it, as are all the other fans who are watching. So don't get left out of the group chat. With ITVX, you can stream thousands of shows and films for free. It's where you can catch all those must-see moments that everyone's talking about. Start streaming Brockmire for free on ITVX.
Radio X. Johnny. Vaughan.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now and you'll get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Oh, and who's this going? Why, it's Santa!
You can stop now, Santa. You don't have to keep going.
Radio X.
If you're only investing for the big wins... it can be easy to get caught up in the hype. But the thing about hype is it's not always right. Understand the facts beyond the hype. Don't get played. Invest smart with the Financial Conduct Authority.
Shard Lake, a brand new original series on Disney Plus.
I have a most important task for you. A murderer is to be found.
Based on the best-selling book series.
The motive is established. The culprit will follow.
Starring Arthur Hughes, Anthony Boyle, and Sean Bean.
The house must fall. I will discover the truth.
Shard Lake, a new original series. Streaming May 1st, exclusively on Disney+. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.